This is St. Louis Public Radio. More St. Louisans are starting to garden during the coronavirus-driven shutdowns. Some people are growing produce from seeds for the first time. Other longtime growers are finding ways to expand their vegetable plots this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petrin talks to people who are turning to their gardens to help cope with the coronavirus outbreak.
Virginia O'Brien has a new morning routine. Wake up and check on her plants.
You know, I used to get up and check the headlines or something like that, and now I check my little green ones. Like, I get up and I can't wait to see how they did. Like, overnight or since yesterday, it's crazy.
It's the first time she's grown produce from seed. She started at the beginning of March when she was preparing to quarantine. O'Brien has myeloma, a blood cancer, and is immunocompromised, so it's risky for her to leave the house right now. At first, she started to garden out of sheer boredom. Her harvest won't be enough to cut grocery trips out altogether, even at its peak in a few months. But O'Brien says now there's something calming in knowing that she has a way to grow a bit of food on her own.
I'm still not farming to survive, but maybe there's some survival in the in the process of it. Just giving myself something really pleasant and nurturing to do every single day really helps the quarantine.
O'Brien is one of many St. Louisans spending more time in their gardens. New members have poured into local Facebook gardening groups, asking for tips. A garden manager at a South City Lowe's says they're running out of seed starter kits that normally languish unsold for years. And the trend's not just local. The American Seed Trade Association says many of its members have reported spikes in home garden seed sales. That does not surprise Michelle Saloy. She's a St. Louis area therapist who designs self-sustaining gardens in her free time. Saloy says people are looking for positive coping mechanisms right now. Think regular sleep, food, exercise, socialization, and meaningful activity. She says gardening hits a lot of those buttons. Plus, it gives people a sense of control and a reason to get up in the morning.
If you have a typhoon or a tornado, you're out and about and you're, you know, trying to clear brush or rescue your neighbors. You've got things you can do. Having something you can do really does help when there's trouble.
Saloy says gardening can connect people too, even if it's just over fences from a safe distance. Connecting people is exactly what Darren Owens has been trying to do for years with his Southside Green Thumbs gardening group. Normally in April, the group might start planning informal garden tours all around South St. Louis. That's where Owens tends his 8-year-old garden in the Carondelet neighborhood. But this year's different.
Before COVID, now it's like another form of BC, I was really just geeked about my apple trees possibly fruiting and making apples this year. Now I'm sort of like, how much could I grow and give away?
Owen says he's not alone. Other longtime members of his gardening group are trying to figure out how to pack more into their garden spaces.
A lot of people are also saying, you know what, I grow 6 tomato plants, but I got space, I could grow 20. So if I grow 20 tomato plants, I can give them away or give them to a pantry or give them to my neighbors because I like growing stuff anyway.
Owens also says he's seen a lot of new members online asking for help growing food for the first time. He thinks gardening offers a really good way to respond to the sudden increase in stress of the outside world.
One of the only truly American values that I deeply believe in, where it's like, you know what? I can do for my neighbor. I will do for my neighbor. I think people aren't even thinking about whether that's going to have any impact. They just want to do something, and they know that they can do that.
Owens does not expect he'll be able to share his first June harvest with friends in person. He just hopes that he'll have enough extra to give a meaningful boost to a local food pantry. I'm Kay Petrin, St. Louis Public Radio.